The Russian-appointed governor of Ukraine's Kherson region says more than 70,000 people have left the area's capital, the strategic city of Kherson, in what Ukraine has called forced deportations. The announcement came while fighting intensified in the area. Kherson city was captured by Russian troops shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine last February. But in recent weeks, Ukrainian forces have steadily taken territory. Kherson city's capture may leave thousands of Russian troops trapped. Military experts say it could also bring Russian bases in the annexed Crimea Peninsula within range of heavy artillery. The counteroffensive comes as Ukraine also claims to have shot down more than 300 Iranian-made drones that witnesses say Russia uses to target civilian sites and infrastructures. Standing outside, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged that Russian drones and missiles had caused significant damage and electricity shortages. However, he told his nation, "Shelling will not break us. To hear the enemy's anthem on our land is scarier than the enemy's rockets in our sky. We are not afraid of the dark." Zelensky's remarks came after his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin defended what he called a special military operation in Ukraine. Putin warned that the world faces, in his words, probably the most dangerous decade since the end of World War II. In front of us is probably the most dangerous, unpredictable, and together with it, most important decade since the end of World War II, Putin tells Russian experts. But he adds, the West is unable to unilaterally rule humankind, but desperately is trying to. But most nations are unwilling to accept it. Putin accused the United States of inciting the conflict in Ukraine. He claimed Western elites scrambled to prevent the inevitable crumbling of the global dominance of the US and its allies. Earlier, even US President Joe Biden spoke about a new world order.
We are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
And Western officials say that with Russia facing major losses on the battlefields, Moscow is suffering more than it seeks to admit. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.